The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And welcome back, those of you who haven't been listening for the past few days. Not really sure who all we had, because we talked about this a little bit. Our tower was in Winnie. It got, and after all the crap we went through this summer to finally get the signal back, we wound up having to be on a backup. We were back Wednesday and did Wednesday, Thursday, Friday last week, and then we worked yesterday. So if there's something you wanted to hear about that we talked about, we'll tell you where it is on Podcast Arena. But happy to have everybody back, and I know a lot of you are stuck in traffic today, so just relax. We'll do our best to get you home in one piece. Kind of curious, do they have water back in Beaumont yet? Do we know?
I think so.
Good, good. I don't want to forget about our friends over there, because they got hammered pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the update I got from Wes on Luke's, they got water. They have water now.
Okay, good. But we're still not going this week.
No, when obviously we can't go next week. You guys are going to be in Vegas.
Yeah.
So.
Which I'm looking forward to for the Canelo versus Golovkin. Oh, guess what I have to give away? How about this? Canelo versus Golovkin warm-up jacket. Zippered and hoodie.
Nice.
We better get one of these, John. I'm just saying. It's the best fight in boxing. The showdown that the fans demanded. Canelo Alvarez and Triple G will collide for the middleweight championship of the world. Don't miss it. Saturday, September 16th at 7 p.m. Central, live only on pay-per-view. We'll do caller 15. So you'll get yourself a cool Canelo versus Golovkin warm-up jacket. Just got the station back in Beaumont. Can you catch us up on how y'all fared during Harvey? We were fine, both of us.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've been taking a lot of calls from friends around the country who think that we're all dead. Because all the news they're seeing is the bad stuff, right? You know, you're not going to show non-flooding in Houston on CNN and stuff like that. And, you know, and it's bad for a lot of people, but, you know, for a lot of us, it's, you know, we came out fine. So,
lucky break.
Yeah, and just being right place. I mean, very fortunate. But now the loop, do you guys have a fantasy football league draft segment? We'll have, we're working on getting Christopher Harris back. And we're looking at, obviously, we do RJ. We have RJ on Fridays, and we talk a lot of NFL. But we're working on getting one of the pregame guys to talk college football with us. Brad, who was on a couple times.
Yes, Brad Powers. He will be this week at 5:45. And Christopher Harris this week at 4:30.
Cool. Jerome Solomon today.
Thursdays. Both Thursday.
Both on Thursday. So, yeah, we'll have fantasy talk on Thursdays. We'll have college football betting talk on Thursday. And we'll have NFL betting talk on Friday. So we're going to have it loaded. 936 says, hey guys, just wanted to confirm traffic is extra bleep today.
It absolutely is.
Mm. And 49 says, only parts of Beaumont got water back, not everyone. Mm. So, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's just a bad thing. Just says, thoughts on the Michigan-Florida game. At 5 o'clock yesterday, we went through every top 25 game. So, that's all on Podcast Arena.
But Fred and I were both disgusted with that game
because
we both bet the under.
Yeah, and that sucked. But and also, what was your thoughts on Mayweather-McGregor? Impressed by Conor or not? I thought Conor hung around longer than I thought he would. But the fight went almost exactly like I thought it would.
Yeah.
It was, I thought it would be the eighth round, wound up being the tenth. So, 903 says, so glad to have you guys back. I was having withdrawals in the Beaumont area.
Well, I'm glad we're back.
Yeah, we've been here, but you guys haven't been able to hear us So it's kind of a, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. As we said, just lit up a fatty in traffic. That's one way to deal with it.
You can get you through.
Yeah. He says Hurricane Harvey destroyed something like 500,000 cars. How is traffic this bad? Because there's keys.
That's what's crazy.
It is crazy, but you got to keep in mind that there's some kind of key areas, arteries, if you will, that you can't use.
Like, yeah.
Beltway 8 and stuff. And that funnels everybody into, I think the Honduras has just scored a goal.
Yep.
Ruh-roh.
It's over for the U.S.
Ruh-roh.
Going to be a depressing show for Glenn Davis tonight. So, wow.
Yeah, I don't know what, I mean, I don't know much about like what it takes to qualify, but that's not a...
This is very, all I'll say is this is very bad for the U.S.
Okay.
And one goal in soccer, it means it's over. So okay. we don't have to watch anymore. Game over.
All right.
27-minute mark.
Well, hard times.
Where do I go to place bets on NFL? I use mybookie. .lv or .ag. Dwayne wants to know, what are the odds that Floyd fights a winner of the Triple G Canelo fight? I don't think Floyd...
I'm going to say 0%.
Yeah,
especially if it's Triple G. He doesn't.
He wants no part of him.
No. And I don't blame him. He doesn't need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd stay out of that.
Yeah, I think he's done. I think this was an opportunity for him to...
50-0 is a nice round number.
Yep. Yep. And
honestly, I don't think you'd have the same interest, sadly enough, in a Golovkin-Mayweather fight that you had in Mayweather-McGregor.
Yeah, I've said this all along. I think other than boxing fans, nobody knows who the hell Golovkin is.
Yep.
And
I mean, I think after if he beats Canelo, that may change, but
you know, Canelo has a following because Mexico loves him.
Yeah.
But I think, and this is one of the reasons why I don't really blame Golden Boy for putting this fight off, is Canelo's always going to draw.
Right.
Do you think he's going to draw more from this? Do you think the pay-per-view on this will be bigger than it would have been than, say, Canelo Chavez?
I think the pay-per-view for Canelo Golovkin will be bigger than Canelo Chavez.
But I bet it's closer than you think.
I bet it is, too.
And that's the thing. Canelo, you can trot out there against anybody.
Yeah.
And people are going to buy it because he's got that fan base. And Golovkin, as much as I love him, and I think he's my favorite fighter, it's just one of those guys that, unless you follow boxing, you really don't know who he is. And all he does is knock the crap out of people and speak broken English.
The best kind, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So good.
He's the best. Although, John was telling me we might actually get Canelo, who's been doing more English interviews.
What?
Yeah.
Well, we can't get Golovkin? He's not a good boy?
Well, we've had Golovkin on before.
Yeah, they didn't offer Golovkin. Oh, it was just Canelo.
Oh,
and then
the
I was
best.
Scanning the email to see if it was just Spanish only. No. He's doing English interviews.
All right. I'll take that.
Yeah, because we've never been able to interview him because they always tell us, oh, no, he does Spanish only.
That's good that he's doing more.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to getting back out there and not having to rush back home because of the storm. That'll be cool. Lauren the Aggie said, water is still intermittent, but I was able to shower today. Woohoo.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm glad you no longer stink, Lauren.
We don't know that.
Well, that's true. I mean, the water may have stunk too. So, yeah, but that, yeah, it's those little things that you get back that mean so much that you take for granted.
Yeah.
Like being able to take a shower.
Yep.
I remember that after Ike, not having power or anything like that. Okay, so why is everybody leaving the field here? On this, John, what happened here?
I have no idea.
Somebody call it. You can't call timeout in these things. Is it raining? Are there tornadoes?
Clock's still moving. So
That's very strange.
Yeah, Michael was giving me the update of what happens if they lose this. If they lose this, they have to go. They're gonna play. He said another game in October, and if they lose, I think he said they're gonna fall in fourth place, and if Panama wins, they're gonna fall in sixth place. So or fifth place. So this isn't good. And top three qualify, and the fourth place goes to like a playoff round matchup kind of thing
against a crap team.
Yeah.
So even if you get fourth, you're probably getting in.
But the loser is going to be in sixth, he said?
Well, possibly. It depends.
Possibly.
Fifth. Who does Panama play?
I don't know.
Well, you're not helping.
Well, I just got told this. Well, we can talk to Glenn when he gets in here.
That's true.
Yeah, because by then the game will be over and he'll be able to tell us that they're screwed.
Yeah, so I need to know because it really matters a lot to me.
Oh, well, I tell you who it matters is to all those bars who are going to lose thousands of dollars during the World Cup. And
those guys really do care.
And frankly, we do okay during that stretch, too, because people pay us to come out there during the games. So, I kind of think this does affect us a little bit from a financial standpoint.
All right.
But not until 2018, right? And we may be dead by then.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. So wants to know who are your top four college teams after week one. Bama and LSU have to be there, right? No, I don't have LSU up there yet. We'll do that at 6 o'clock. We'll kind of go through the top 25, and I think USC dropped, which they should have. I think AP's got it pretty close to the way I would have it right now.
Yeah, I hate doing polls this early.
Yeah,
but I think Alabama's number one clearly. I like that they moved Penn State up because Penn State really impressed.
They look good, yeah.
Even though Michigan didn't impress, they beat a decent team, so I wasn't surprised to see them bumped up a little bit. And the Oklahoma and Ohio State, that's going to sort itself out this weekend.
Right.
It's 2 versus 5, so it's Alabama, the winner of Ohio State, Oklahoma. I'll probably go Penn State, and then God, I might have Washington at 4 because I like Washington a little more than Clemson.
Yeah, although Clemson looked pretty impressive. But, again, that's another one that's going to sort itself out this week because they get Auburn.
Yep.
And
Auburn's pretty damn good.
If they are able to beat Auburn, then I think they solidify themselves. And if not, then, they'll be out of there. Yeah, Penn State looked really good.
They were impressive.
I was not wanting to buy into Penn State stock before the season started.
I still don't know that I'm totally sold on them. But just through 1 week, that they impressed for sure.
Yeah.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Triangle Energy, and you all know how awful it can be to shop for electricity rates. Triangle's trying to make it easier for you guys. Signing up is simple and fast with Triangle. There's no hidden fees, no interruption in service. They've got a new low 12-month rate that'll lock you in at 8.1 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. Go home, compare that offer to your last bill, and if your usage is 2,000 kilowatt hours a month, which is about average here in these Texas summers, your total bill should be around $170. If it's anything more than that, you need to switch now. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Remember to use that promo code ESPN to get yourself the best rate. This is a company, they're trying to lower your energy usage overall. They've got a whole system set up. You can get a package where they'll send things to your house, knickknacks, that just make your life easier and make you spend less money month to month. It's TriEagle Energy, PUCT license number 10064.
Why don't you open your eyes? You're only fooling yourself. Wrapped up in your lies, it's getting hard to tell.
ESPN 97.5.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I don't know much about soccer, but the guys in red suck. That's the U.S., right? Yeah, they're awful.
Not great.
Rudy says Panama plays Trinidad, which is an easy win. I know that much. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Ashton says Florida Atlantic opens versus number 9 Wisconsin, then have a relatively weak schedule. If they go undefeated, are they the villains of underdogs? They're not going to beat Wisconsin, and I don't think they're good enough to go undefeated.
I'm kind of with you. I'm not buying into
it. They'll lose it. And plus, I don't think their coach is worth a damn. So, other than that, I could see it. Yeah. 713 780 ESPN is your number. And, yeah, the that Bucks-Dolphins game, that'll be interesting to see what they do. Is there any news on that yet? I know they met today. Was there any news on Ezekiel Elliott either?
I didn't hear any news on Zeke. I know today was like they need to get that done today. Otherwise, he's guaranteed to be paid for week one, I think.
Yeah.
So, which would mean I'm assuming he'll play week one if he's guaranteed to play or if he's guaranteed to be paid. But, yeah, I haven't heard any news yet.
That would be that'd be a pretty good coup if you drafted him in your fantasy draft and get to play him week one.
Yeah. The Dolphins will not play their regular season or opener at Hard Rock Stadium on Sunday due to Irma.
Okay.
And Jeff Darlington reports that the game likely will be rescheduled for November 19th when both teams have a bye. Which is honestly kind of a lucky break that both teams have a bye week the same week. So it's really no harm, no foul. So I guess if one of these teams late in the season is fighting for a playoff spot, it may suck to not have a bye week in there. But, I mean, it's really kind of best case scenario that they can play each other.
Yeah, yeah.
God, what's crazy is over the past couple of years, that stadium there in Miami, they've put like half a bill into that place to sort of revamp it and make it less of a dump. A big part of those renovations reinforced the stadium to withstand a Category 4 hurricane.
But not a Category 5.
Not a Category 5.
Well, now looking at the track, it looks like it'll be a 4 when it actually hits Florida.
Yeah, but so. It's still that. Yeah, you hate to spend $500 million on something and then have a giant hurricane strike into it.
Yeah. And Joe asks if the Tampa Bay game is moved to week 11, what does it mean for the Martin suspension? It means he would be eligible for that game because he'll get a three-game. You know, this not playing the game doesn't count, so it'll basically be week 2, 3, 4
right
for him. So
not much changes other than who he misses games against.
Somebody asked, can you explain why you had to work on Labor Day? We actually chose to work on Labor Day. We do that every year because it's always the first week of college
football.
It's the
Monday after college football.
Yeah, and especially this week. There was just so much, and we just had to get into it. So now that the Dodgers have cooled off, who do you guys have for favorites in each league? I still have the Dodgers.
Dodgers and Indians.
Yeah, that's what I picked before the season. That's what I'm going to stick with. But the Astros sure closed the gap with that guy they traded for last week.
I think I had Nationals and Indians to start the season, and I still like the Nationals. I think they're the team that matches up best with the Dodgers. But the Dodgers have just been so good. It's hard to deny what they're up to.
And they've got so much pitching that when you get to the playoffs,
it's crazy.
Yeah, and they're just sick good. But
they've got legit. You know, everybody's like, oh, who's gonna which sort of fringe starter for the Astros is gonna get sent to the bullpen?
Yeah,
the Dodgers. They've got guys who would be at number three on most teams that they're like, we're just going to have to use you in the bullpen now. Like, sorry, we just don't have room for you. Like, if everybody's healthy, Kershaw is obviously freakishly good. Alex Wood has been a monster. Rich Hill has been great. Hyunjin Ryu has been great. Brandon McCarthy has been great and got moved to the bullpen. Maeda has been really good. I mean, and they've got Yu Darvish now. I mean, they're overloaded on. I mean, it's really a disgusting problem to have for them. I don't think they'll complain too much, but yeah, they're not in bad shape with starting pitching.
You know, we talked about how the Astros might get a boost just from having Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't lost since. He went 5 in a row here.
Yeah.
And he pitches tonight, so we'll see.
Yeah.
And by the way, Florida Atlantic already got their ass kicked by Navy. So they ain't going undefeated. Navy beat them like 42 to something, as I recall. But yeah, the rest of their schedule, BCU, whatever that is. It's not Boston College.
Bethune-Cookman.
Okay. At Buffalo, Middle Tennessee, which I think Middle Tennessee is better than they are. Old Dominion, which I think is better than they are. North Texas at Western Kentucky, who I think is better than they are. Yeah, they're that's a 5-7 team right there. Don't know where that came from.
No.
Zach says, I'm not sure if you guys have done this before, but I'd love to see you run through the boxing top 10 pound for pound rankings sometimes.
I don't know. I hate to do that because yeah. I like some of these guys fight and I don't even get a chance to see them. But like for me, I talk all, I mean, for the longest time, I was talking about Golovkin before he was really a household name, which I've since found that he's still not really a household name, believe it or not.
Lomachenko's pretty good.
Lomachenko is unreal. Terrence Crawford is really good. Andre Ward has to be in that conversation. Chocolatito Gonzalez, even though he lost, I still say he's in that conversation. I think Rigondeaux's in that talk. Sergey Kovalev's still in that talk for me. I'm trying to think who else. Mikey Garcia, maybe. Canelo.
Yeah, I think that's you're kind of getting into the back end of it now,
yeah.
though. But if I had to pick, I would say Lomachenko or Golovkin would be – and Andre Ward, too, I'd have to put in that
yeah,
conversation.
Yeah, it's tough not to put him.
Especially because he's now beaten Kovalev twice.
Those top four, to me, Andre Ward, Golovkin, Lomachenko, and Terrence Crawford.
Yeah.
Whatever order you have them in – and I'll actually put Chocolatito Gonzalez and make it a five – whatever order you have those five guys in, I won't argue with if it's those five guys. Because I still say Chocolatito got screwed.
Yeah.
And he's about to get that one back this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. So those five guys, I think, would be on most people's top 10 pound for pound, if not that exact top five. I could see a couple Rigondeaux thrown in there, but and maybe some Mikey Garcias, but... I think that's your top five in some order.
Ooh, good question. Who will win more games this year, Herman or Sumlin?
That's tough, man.
Yeah,
I tend to.
Texas has the easier schedule.
Yeah, that's the problem is Texas is playing in the Big 12.
But when you look at the way both those teams lost, it's like all those games we thought, yeah, they probably should win this.
Yeah.
Now you're like, when A&M plays Mississippi and Mississippi State even, you're like,
well, and tell me what Texas A&M is going to be running out at quarterback. Because that makes a big difference.
Crickets. Yeah, that kid is not ready to play college football, the one they had out there.
Well, I mean, I think they can beat Nicholls State with that guy.
Yeah.
But
you're not going to beat teams that are.
You're not going to.
Look, UCLA is not that good.
You're not going to beat the Arkansas and teams that are sort of on your level. Hubenek was the guy that everyone assumed would be coming in after Starkel got hurt. I don't know what's going on with him exactly. Maybe I need to do some more research on that. Why he didn't play? He might be hurt. I don't follow Aggie football closely enough to know that for sure.
But if
they've got that guy, I'll say Aggie. If they've got Kellen Mond playing in more games than this, good luck.
Well, he'll beat Nicholls State. He'll beat Lafayette. But then Arkansas, I don't know if they can beat Arkansas. I don't know if they can beat South Carolina.
No, those were games that I said before were like, I could see those games going either way. Now.
Yeah, I said that, but I gave them both to the Aggies. And yeah. Now I'm kind of like, not so sure. And Alabama at Florida. Florida's got to figure out his quarterback situation.
It says here, this is from seccountry.com, and this can't be promising if you're an Aggie fan, but Kevin Sumlin says that Hubenek and Mond will play.
Boy, why didn't he play? That might have cost you the game.
You play a true freshman over that kid, I don't know.
Hmm.
But that's a... That's surprising news. But I know Nick Starkel. I was listening to the Kevin Sumlin radio show yesterday on the way home.
They weren't taking phone calls for some reason.
Yeah. That was a bit of a gaffe by Dave South, who gave out the phone number and then was like, but the phone line's not operational tonight. I was like, oh, boy.
Sports!
Yep. Yeah. All I can find is I don't know if there was something that Jake Hubenek was in trouble or he's just in the doghouse, but I can't see any other reason why he didn't come in and play. He's a senior. He's got some experience. And instead, right, they opted for a true freshman who clearly I just shouldn't have been out there.
No, no.
But I can't. I don't know what the deal is with that. If you're an Aggie fan and you know why,
yeah,
Hubenek wasn't in the game.
Tweet us or text us.
I'd
like
love
to know. Yeah, I'm just curious.
But I know that Nick Starkle yesterday they were saying that he had surgery on his ankle.
Yeah, so he's gone.
So he's done for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, if you have surgery, you're probably gone for the year.
Yeah.
So,
and at this point with that kid, they're probably better off. You know that you can probably get a red shirt out of this season.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a tough break for Aggie. Who, it goes back to this: how many times have we come on here and said so and so quarterback transferring from Texas A&M? It's been a lot.
At least three times.
Yeah.
At least.
So. That's a problem area for them for sure.
Robert says apparently he's hurt right now. Hubenek was hurt. That's why he didn't play.
All right. Well.
Then someone says Aggie fan here. He didn't play because Sumlin can't game manage or coach.
Yeah, so, see, I've heard differing things. Yeah. I'd love to know, but I don't know who can tell us the real deal.
Yeah.
Maybe we need a real like an Aggie writer on or something like that. I want to know what's going on with that.
Yeah, we need an Aggie insider.
All right, guys. You've been waiting. I've been waiting. Football season's here. There's no better way to get close to the game than with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. To celebrate, he's hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday. It's totally free to enter, and if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. So many ways to play with DraftKings. Public contest, private contest with a group of your buddies, beginner and casual contest, so you're not in there playing against experts if you're not an expert. The best part is you draft a new team every week with no commitment. Go to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. It's promo code Houston to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Break you in like the night sky. I speak like I know things the truth.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew. Behold the king. The king of kings. Your knees, dog.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. You know what that music means. Time for the King. TV star, writer, a little bit of everything. Our buddy Jerome Solomon. What's going on, Jerome?
That would be Night King to you, sir.
Hey, I have a shirt with your picture on it then. Yeah. So.
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Good, good.
Do you,
I'm dry, so, you know.
Yeah, you weathered everything okay?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, it's rough for the neighborhood, obviously, and on my street. I mean, I just happen to live at the top of a hill, so at the bottom of the hill, the houses are all underwater, and, you know, it's kind of locked in to where I was for a few days, but... You know, I'm not going to complain about going without lights compared to what so many other people had to deal with around town.
Yeah, as long as you had alcohol, you were fine. So.
Oh, well, that's got nothing to do with electricity.
So, I'm sure you enjoyed this week. I know you love college football, but what a bizarre freaking week, especially for these Texas teams. Of the three games, which one, you know, whether it's Baylor, Liberty, or UT, or A&M, which one did you scratch your head the most over?
It's kind of in order. I mean, the scratching your head is obviously Baylor. I mean, I don't care what's going on. You don't lose to Liberty. And, you know, Texas embarrassed itself by not playing good or smart football for much of the game and losing at home to a team that they should be able to beat. I don't care who the hell is the coach. And then A&M just, you know, went over the top with not necessarily a game that's embarrassing to lose, but to lose in that fashion when there were, you know, there's a lot of times in a game where you're like, if you did this better, you would have won. You did that better, you would have won. There was a good stretch of that game, like maybe even from the entire fourth quarter. Well, if they just made one play, they mathematically couldn't have lost it.
Right.
But they did. They never made that one play. They never made that one coaching move to make the one play. It was, that's an embarrassing way to lose.
Yeah. Well, what does this do for your buddy Kevin Sumlin now? Is there? I know that there's. He was already under the hot seat. Is there any way this team can recover from this the rest of the season?
Oh yeah, you can recover. You got Nicholls State coming next week. His problem is in the big picture sense is that, you know, he's already kind of on a pretty warm seat coming in, and a loss wasn't going to kill him, you know. But this type of a loss, they're not just 0-1. They're like 0-2.5 or something. You know what I mean? It's more than just a regular defeat. It's the kind of loss that if you have in November, you're fired. And they may not announce it, but you are fired, and everybody knows you're fired, and they're just playing the rest of the season out. Well, this is September, so they're not going to fire him. So they may have already, people have made the decision. You got a lot of time to play it out, but you could have won this game or lost this game regularly and still be able to deal with an Alabama loss, a Florida loss, you know, something else. Well, now you don't have the room for something else. You know, they play Alabama and Florida back-to-back weeks. Then they close with five games, and the last one is at LSU. I don't care what happens. He can't keep his job without winning the last five games, including that game at LSU. And he probably is going to need to win the Florida or Alabama game on top of it. But it, and you can see by the way they played Saturday night, they're not a good enough team to do that. So if they do that, it'll be a miracle of a coaching job.
We talked about this a little bit, but Kellen Mond did not look like he was ready to play college football. Why is it all these five-star guys that they bring in just – then every one of them that's played does not look that great?
That's a coaching issue. I mean, there's really no other way to put it. I mean, yeah, you're going to get some guys who aren't ready, and you're putting guys in situations where, you know, they shouldn't be out there, or their weapons don't fit, and you don't coach it right. I mean, in watching that game, and I'll admit I was back and forth with it because, hey, you know, they got this one under control. But there's the way they were running that football, what they were doing at UCLA, you shouldn't have been able to come out of the game and tell me anything about the quarterback. You should be sitting and having a discussion this week saying, we still don't know if the quarterbacks can play.
Right.
Because you shouldn't have asked the quarterbacks to do anything. You know, and I saw Kevin today said that UCLA changed his defense and was daring them to throw. Well, I'm not going to take your dare if my guys aren't going to take advantage of it, especially when if I take your dare, that's the only way I can lose the game. You know, you could take a knee for three downs in a row and punt the ball from about the late in the third quarter on, as long as you ate up some clock between snaps and win the football game, then win the football game, period.
Jerome Solomon is our guest. So what do you expect to see out of your Texans this weekend?
I frankly have no idea. I mean, it's going to be fascinating to see. I'm not a believer in what Tom Savage can do and, you know, what he's capable of. So I wouldn't be surprised in his first start, even at home, that he's very nervous. And, you know, and nervous quarterbacks make mistakes. And they're going to need him to make mistakes probably against the team of Jacksonville that they should be able to beat. I expect the place to be rocking and going crazy when J.J. Watt runs out there with some kind of Houston Strong flag or whatever, so the place will be pumped up and all of that. But I just don't know. The Texans aren't like it's a team that can go 12-4. It's a team that can go 9-7 or a whole lot worse. And we'll watch a few games and see if they're more likely 9-7 or a whole lot worse.
And we haven't talked to you since the Verlander trade, but that obviously went down to the last minute, but where do you put the Astros now that they have this guy in their rotation?
I'm in the same spot where they were before, except now their position is more solidified. And as I was arguing with everybody then, when y'all were freaking out over Jeff Luhnow and what he's doing and not, he played it absolutely perfectly. He got the guy that everybody would have been excited for him to get a month ago, and he got Detroit to pay some of the salary, which they absolutely flatly refused to do at the trade deadline, and he got him in plenty of time so we can see what he's made of and help them down the stretch and make sure they don't end up losing home field advantage here throughout. So they're the best team in the American League. They've been the best team in the American League since the first week of the season. None of that has changed, except now you know you should be able to roll out a competent, legitimate Major League starter every game in the playoffs. You don't have to put somebody out there who's, you know, you're just hoping to get five innings out of, you know. You might be doing that with McCullers, but you know when McCullers on, he can be on, and by then you hope he's back. This is a good team. It's a team that can win it all. We'll see what happens. It's going to be more fun now than it would have been, or at least if you're a fan, I think you shouldn't be as nervous as you would have been otherwise, but we still got to see what happens when it happens. But Verlander has proved that he can get it done at crunch time. Down the road, next year, and the year after that, forget all that. Right now, you want this guy on the mound for you.
Are you going to
watch? Of course, he'll go out there tonight and give up 10 runs and change all that. But
you going to actually watch the game tonight for a change since it's his debut?
Oh, yeah. No, I try to watch almost all of them. I'm not a fan of the West Coast action. But tonight I'll actually stay up and watch it, late night action. So it should be it's not Randy Johnson, you know. And it's interesting though that his numbers and everything are very similar to what Randy Johnson is. But I really thought Randy Johnson had a lot more in the tank in 98 than Verlander has, even though their numbers are very similar. So it's not a Randy Johnson deal, but for a team that's never won anything, this is a really, really huge acquisition.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist, TV guy, a little bit of everything.
TV star.
Yeah, he is a TV star. He's kind of an all-around superstar.
Every Sunday night, KPRC, Texas Sports Nation, best show in town.
All right, that's Jerome. We'll talk to you again next week, buddy.
All right, fellas, later.
All right.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Man Centers. And Man Centers, they're helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. Whatever your issue may be, general male wellness, if you've got maybe some sexual dysfunction going on or low testosterone, Man Centers is a place to get it checked out. You've got a responsibility to be healthy for your family, and prevention is key. Get an easy annual checkup. They'll help men. It'll help you lead a better life. And if you do have low T, they can improve your performance. If you've been feeling unmotivated, sluggish, or you're just out of energy, or maybe you're not able to get off the weight the way you used to be, could be low testosterone. And what they're doing, they're trying to make your body produce its natural testosterone again. They're not about just giving you shots and sending you on your way, getting you hooked on those shots. But they are about making your life better. Guys, Man Centers focuses on male urology that your primary care physician might not focus on, and Man Centers takes most insurances. So there's no need not to check them out. They've got two locations now. By the end of this week, they will have three. There's the one on I-10. You can go check that one out. Or they've got a new one open in Pearland, and they're going to open one this Friday in Tomball. So wherever you are in town, Man Centers is convenient to you. That's Man Centers, mancenters.com. And we say thank you.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I don't pretend to know what I'm talking about with this soccer stuff. The U.S. looks awful. They're
still
really
1-0.
They're really good at it's still 1-0 in favor of Honduras. They're really good at passing the ball to Honduras. That's about it. There's no creativity. There's no possession. Pretty pathetic. As Glenn Davis would say, they got a bleeping regroup. So, not looking good.
Yeah,
he's walking around watching the game outside.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's super pleased with what
he's saying. I said, what does this mean? He goes, not good.
Not good.
Not good.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
the gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Sanok Jeweler gym of the day.
You know, one thing that I never understand is like when the keeper kicks the ball all the way down to the other side of the field. Mm-hmm. The other team just heads it back to midfield every single time. Either. It's like, what the hell? Why are you even bothering? All right. Google is useful for some things. Like if you need to know how to fix something or something like that, you can Google it, right?
Yeah.
Would you like to know the top 10 most searched how-to questions that people have when they type into Google?
How do you...
Yeah, how to what?
I'd like to know that.
Okay.
Here's... Say, okay, Google.
How do I, number 10, lose belly fat?
Now we just activated about a third of the city's smartphones.
You did.
Yeah,
shame,
me.
Shame bell. Number 9, how to make French toast.
That's a difficult challenge.
It is. Number 8, how to write a cover letter.
Okay.
Number 7, how to make pancakes.
That's odd.
That's very odd.
Like a relatively
easy
thing.
It's like you kind of pour the stuff in there and that's it, right? They're not very difficult to make. Number 6, and I would have thought this would have been higher, how to make money.
Okay. How to make money in a hurry would be up there.
That'd yeah, yeah. Number 5, how to draw.
That's, I feel like Google wouldn't be able to help you with that.
Well, sure, it'd give you instructions. Here's what you do. You
put your pencil on the paper and move it around.
Yeah, and go this way to make a box and this way to make a triangle. Number 4, which is very similar to number 10, how to lose weight.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one I don't understand because I think it's pretty easy. Number 3, how to get pregnant.
I feel like those people are low-key searching for porno, right?
Yeah. It's got to be, right? And now, if you're, like, trying to figure out when you're ovulating and that kind of stuff, maybe. But I would... Isn't that a fairly obvious one?
Yeah.
Do we need to explain it to the people?
I mean, maybe kids whose parents haven't taught them... More kids are using the interweb.
That's true. That's true. These could be kids. And number 2 would probably explain that. How to kiss.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Number 2.
Yeah. Just sort of purse your lips and... And once again, U.S. guy gives the ball to the other team.
No, there was a penalty.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where's the card here? Why? That's a penalty.
On who?
On the Hondurans. You cheating Hondurans.
Looks like he was just laying on the ground and the guy tripped over him.
Well, he kind of jumped in front of him. Number 1 on your list of the most searched Google questions.
How to draw a foul in soccer.
That'd be up there. How to draw pancakes. Would that work?
What are the rules of soccer?
How to tie a tie.
I could see that.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see that too. I don't really know how I learned to tie a tie. I just, at some point I did, and I had to wear one to work every day.
You know how to do it, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I couldn't do a bow tie.
No, I couldn't do that either.
That took me the longest.
Oh, you can do a bow tie?
Yeah, I could do a bow tie.
Oh, nice. Damn. That's very Asian of you.
Can you do a double Windsor, like the big fat one?
Yeah.
Can you do that, Fred?
No.
I can't do that either. I can just like do a
those.
Simple.
I don't like wearing those, though. They're just
I don't
too
like
thick.
It either. It makes the tie too short on me.
Yeah. So it's just either the half or the regular.
Okay. Jung is so cultured.
Yeah.
Well, I had to learn because my brother had his groomsmen wear bow ties. And then when I didn't do it for a while, so I forgot. So I had to relearn it, and that took forever. That took me like an hour or two to actually get it down. So, but I have done now.
Buddy Tyler.
I Googled it.
Okay. Well, you've added to that.
My buddy Tyler texted me, how to lose weight, stop making French toast and pancakes.
That's true.
Yeah. Well played, sir. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Yeah, Disco says, believe me, how to get pregnant is very easy. That's where a little Disco came from.
Yeah.
J Mark says, number 11, how to outrun your bookie. Just get a fat bookie. You know, get some big, hefty guy. Then you can outrun him. The one that – then he has to send somebody else to get you there.
Right.
Yeah.
Most fat bookies have like a guy who can take care of it.
And most skinny bookies do too. They don't handle it themselves. They always let some other guy be the bad guy. So, all right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We're going to have Eric Warner join us sometime in the next hour.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to get here right at 6 because it's
traffic sucks out there.
Traffic right now.
So those of you who are stuck in traffic, Eric is too.
Yep. Tell you about the Kima Craft Beer Fest coming up, though. Saturday, September 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. out there on the Kima Boardwalk. The Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries invite you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers. You can buy advance tickets now for $44.95 a person or $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID, and it's $49.95 the day of the event. So it's well worth it to get in early. Your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples. There's live music all day, the Spasmatics from 2 to 6, and Midnight Release from 6 to 10. You can get tickets at KemaBeerFest.com or on-site at multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. Of course, you must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and must be 21 years of age. Some of the beer lists they've got there, they've got some national brewers like Avery, Bell's, Brooklyn, Lagunitas, you know, and then they've got some local stuff as well from Carbach, St. Arnold, of course. They've got Southern Star, Spindle Tap, Texas Beer Refinery, Deep Ellum. So they're running the gamut of beer out there, and there's gonna be a lot of beer, a lot of styles. Go check it out if you're a craft beer enthusiast. Once again, that's the Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, September 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. And tickets at KemaBeerFest.com.
From Dave Tepper, Carl Dukes, Julie Takahashi, Jerome Solomon, and Fred Bauer, A.J. Hoffman, and John Granato, we celebrate 10 years of sports on FM. Thank you, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
These guys are the best at it.